Hello and welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. My name is Letitia Pennington. I'm an education-based speaker, clinical therapist, author and coach. And today we have reached episode 251. So today I wanted to touch a bit on energy management. I was talking with a client today and it was interesting. He was talking about how, you know, he was finding he was stressed at work. He found that he just was taking on a lot of projects and could just never find the time to do it. And I heard him repeat this word, "I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time." And they were also talking about how his life habits had changed. So he had slipped back into bad patterns, bad habits. He wasn't exercising as much as normal. He wasn't eating the right foods. And he just found that when he was at home, you know, he would always find something quick to eat because he would be straight back to work again. And I said to him, you know, could he either, one, delegate his workout? Two, that he needs to, I don't think it's energy management. I think it's more time management with him. So, you know, you've really just got to try and schedule in planning your meals each week, taking a couple of hours out in the weekend to prep your meals so that they're ready for the week. You know, what was his task manager? What did that look like? Was he allocating his priorities to the beginning of the day or to the middle of the day where he was most productive? Like, you know, when you're finding your energy management is suffering, is generally because your time management isn't properly sorted and allocated. So the way we really do that is to actually prioritize everything. Like, really get it down to, what are you actually doing every hour? What are you then doing every half an hour? What are you then doing every 15 minutes? You know, it really is checking every 15 minutes in your calendar to how can you really manage that time better. And I think once you start to work your planner or your task manager out that way, you'll find that time is actually created. All this time all of a sudden appears. But when we have so much overloading us and it's not allocated correctly, it can get quite draining. It can wear us down. We feel like we're never getting anywhere. We're just on that hamster wheel, and it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And it feels like that we could just never get on top of anything. That is always seems to be overloaded with work. So, you know, that is a huge part of time management. But it comes down to more than that. It comes down to really being honest and really being truthful with yourself. You know, are you actually doing these things? How can you actually create more time for you? What are the real reasons that you're not eating well or you're not exercising as much as possible? You know, you have to get truthful with yourself. Are you using work as an excuse because you just don't want to do it? Or is it that you really do want to do it and really you just haven't got your time management sorted out? So these questions are really important. They're really big questions that only we can answer. Only we can be truthful with our own selves. But the first step definitely is to check a lot of those things that we take for granted, and that we may not have our time management really worked out as perfect as it could be. So that's enough for today. I like to keep these under 5 minutes. Hopefully you find this helpful. You can always go to my Facebook page, Letitia Pennington, or Life Results 365, and check that out. I also have a ebook on Amazon. You can also check that out. That's at Life Results 365 as well. A guide to wealth and fortune, how to self-develop, lead and grow. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again tomorrow.